Regardless of what may be happening to Swiss banking secrecy, the country's cherished currency, the Swiss franc, is stronger than ever. It's been trading at almost 1-to-1 against the euro and has become a safe haven as the crisis in the eurozone, coupled with worries over US debt, continues. But now, as the franc rises and rises, alarm bells are ringing in the usually stable Swiss economy. Imogen Folks reports.
A strong currency can be a good thing, but not when it's as strong as the Swiss franc. Financial analyst Jane Foley explains.
This year alone, the Swiss franc has rallied around about 22% against the US dollar and around about 15% against the euro. So that's a huge move. It really has been the valve, if you like, for measuring how bad the eurozone crisis has become. Investors have just dumped the euro, moved into the Swiss franc because of its safe haven appeal. And that, in the last couple of months, is really beginning to show on the Swiss economy.
Switzerland's biggest trading partner is the European Union, closely followed by the United States. Swiss exporters believe a realistic level for the franc is 130 against the euro. But this week, the franc was trading at 103, massively overvalued, claim Swiss business leaders. How, they ask, will they hang on to their European markets if they have to raise prices? How will they pay their overheads in Swiss francs if they don't? An emergency meeting of Switzerland's cabinet brought few answers. Swiss Finance Minister Johann Schneider-Ammann.
Es laufen Dauermaßnahmen mit langfristigen Wirkungen.
Measures are being undertaken with long-term consequences. And next week we'll discuss again what we can do in the short term, depending on how the situation develops. Or perhaps we'll decide to return to the issue at a later date.
Some Swiss economists, like Daniel Lampart, believe extreme measures need to be taken. He wants the Swiss National Bank to set a price for the franc, a cheap one, and start selling fast.
If we just leave this to the markets, we will continue to have the wild speculation on the franc that we have now. We need someone, like a strict father with a child, who says what's allowed and what's not. And it's the Swiss National Bank that has to do this.
But other financial analysts, like Martin Janssen of Zurich University, point out that such measures too will have an impact on ordinary Swiss citizens.
We'll have to accept that more Swiss francs on the market will lead to higher interest rates and to higher prices. And if interest rates are higher, people will feel it, companies and homeowners. Things will happen that we will notice in our normal daily life. So let's not imagine that if the National Bank acts, all we will notice is a different exchange rate.
In fact, the Swiss National Bank has already started pumping francs onto the markets, but so far with little effect. And that's what's worrying the Swiss most of all. They stayed out of Europe, partly because they wanted economic independence. Now they find themselves isolated, but still at the mercy of the eurozone crisis. Hard times are coming, even for this traditionally strong economy. Imogen Folks, Deutsche Welle Radio, Bern.